Thank you, Mr. President.
Hello? Bill? Yes. You sent over this statement on the 43-month comparisons?
Yes.
The last paragraph says, during the last 43 months, the time lost from strikes has been 0.014%
That's right.
of all working time.
That's right.
During the preceding 43 months, it was 29%.
No, 0.29%.
That's exactly, and you got the point the wrong way.
Or in other terms, it's only half now what
right.
it was before.
Yeah, that's right. I could really get screwed on
you
that.
You sure could, and I'm very sorry.
I don't like it ever. So
it went over by phone.
Now, I guess that this will bend their guidelines a good deal, this settlement, won't it?
From what I've heard, it's hard to tell, and the answer is yes, and it's a question of how much camouflaging we can do. I would think you'd probably want to be quite slow about commending them too much about it.
The company said in its statement to TV that it was not inflationary.
I talked to George Love yesterday afternoon, and he will be very cooperative on this basis of trying to make that appear to be true.
Who is he, the Chrysler man?
He's the chairman of the board of Chrysler. And I think it can be put in a form which will felt from the beginning that it can be identified as job producing because it'll spread the work and can be will be on a basis which will not be extended to other industries. So that, I mean, it will not be extended in wage rates and so forth. So that it does not concern me too much on that score, but I've just talked to Walter Heller, too, who is quite perturbed about any approval of this, which does not protect our guidepost position.
What does he say, Walter, sir?
He says that we ought to find out first whether there's going to be any possibility of a price, whether they're going to start talking price increases on it, and that we should guard against that. And he will want to say that this certainly warrants no price increase and so forth. But it seems to me we've got to find out what the terms are before we know how to advise you what to say. And my only present advice would be that it ought to be quite restrained.
Okay, I thought your appearance was awfully good on television the other morning. I hope you get them to invite you every time you can on that Today Show or on any of these Face the Nation shows. And I think statements like you've got here would be very, very good. And I'd sure tell my information man to go out and tell Nancy Dickerson she's always wanting somebody on Today and wanting us to suggest them that on this 43 months thing and on employment, you're willing to go on and try to get on some of them. You make a hell of a good impression.
Thanks, Mr. President. May I ask you one question?
Do all the speaking you can, too.
I've got two speeches tomorrow for the mine workers and the machinists. I face the question, we've got a lot of stuff in which we found Miller off base. Also Goldwater, 60,000 misfits in the Army. Miller on this immigration and so on and so forth. Now, my own personal reaction is right now that we've got nothing to gain by my arguing with Miller.
I wouldn't, and I've asked my cabinet people, please don't do it. They do it. Freeman and you'd all do it, but I sure wouldn't. I'd be above them if I were you, and I'd talk about what we stand for and what we are doing and what the workers are doing and how the industry's working with us, and I'd try to put them all under one tent and be the leader of everybody instead of yip-yacking them, because you get down there and you just advertise them, and they have trouble making an argument if we don't argue with them. They can't argue with themselves.
My own instinct completely.
And you, I think on your backlash thing, the figures New Haven last night shows us 34% front lash and 7% backlash, and shows Kennedy carried New Haven by 65 and we're carrying it by 77. That's Andy Goldwater stuff, and that's Oliver Quayle called him in. They just finished a survey for the mayor up at New Haven, Connecticut. And we're finishing one in Pennsylvania this week, and we think that if we'll just talk about the danger of a woman having a two-headed baby and men becoming sterile and drinking contaminated milk and these things, that they'll know who they ought to be scared of without our ever saying so. And that's the thing we ought to keep up.
Okay. John Pomfret, New York Times, is just back from Gary, where he's done a special study, which I asked him to do, frankly, on the backlash. He said he can't find any of it even there now.
Well, Gallup's coming out this week with a 7% over the nation, and that's mostly Mississippi and Alabama when you spread it out. But the front lash, I am getting 2% more Republican votes in New Haven, Connecticut than Goldwater.
Mm-hmm.
34 to 32.
Sure.
That's unthinkable, isn't it? Republicans,
well,
I'm talking about now, not Democrats.
It was not presumptuous. I think even the front lash thing we could start forgetting about.
I think that's right.
But that's a phrase. You know.
That's right. But if they insist on bringing it in, we'll just say, well, let's balance them off.
Yep.
If you want to talk about the people that are turning the back, that claim to be Democrats and leaving it, it's less than 10%. Those that are Republicans, about 30%.
Yeah. Say, on the statement on the automobile case, may I remind, too, that there are two more settlements to be made, which is another reason for not saying very much.
Sure.
Okay, thanks.